This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The Browns are a quote-unquote dangerous team. According to Albert Breer, boy, a lot of conversation has changed about the Browns over
that
one
funny?
Game.
Now, he said he wasn't sure if they were a good team.
Well, he said dangerous. They're dangerous. Now, good is a different conversation. I think we've seen them where they can be good. Like a lot of fans, and I know you kind of asked me, it's like, Ken, are you a little bit more upset that they didn't make the switch earlier? Because at 2-6, it looks like, man, this is such a huge mountain to climb. It's the NFL. Games are won on the margins. There are so many games that teams should win. They don't win. I mean, look at what Baltimore did this last week. The Browns went out there and took that win from them. But there was also so many times where, hey, the ball has to bounce your way. These are very tight football games that are meant to come down to the final score, and sometimes it just ain't going to go your way.
Isn't it amazing, Ken?
And so now at 2-6, like I went back. I'm sorry, real quick. When I was with Aditi, when we were with Aditi, and she was talking about the schedule, I go, well, Didi, like, I didn't think they would go out there if they would have had Jameis against Philly, against Las Vegas, against the Giants. This is based on one game, so it probably wouldn't have gone that way. I go, you're 500. You know what I mean? You're 4-4, and you're still in the hunt for all this, at least.
It is amazing the difference between winning and losing this week. The difference is if they win, this whole city will be like, you're not trading anybody. I don't care.
I was one of those people.
But I think everybody will be saying it. You might even get me to, if they look really good this week.
Ooh, that's nasty.
You might get me to flip-flop in record time on this.
Because
if they look great and they beat another Harbaugh, that'll be, by the way, 2-0 versus the Harbaughs this year, back-to-back weeks.
I signed up for their coaching academy, and I have not received one email since. I don't know what they're doing over there.
Really?
Was it a shell game just to collect emails?
I signed up.
Sorry, go ahead.
I signed up on Connor Stallion's Substack, and he got to me immediately. So that was incredible. All I'm saying
well
is,
done.
If they end up
well done.
Winning this week, that's a conversation we have. If they lose, it's, well, Jameis Winston's their quarterback. Where did you really think Jameis was going to get them? This team was ready to pack it in. They got lucky against Baltimore. Everything went their way. The three dropped interceptions. Like,
boy,
the difference in conversation.
There are a lot of people. Like, in. Guys, you got to understand, Super Bowl Super Browns was born out of sarcasm. People don't get that. So when we say, and by the way, it was born from our good friend Jason and his buddy Andrew and all their buddies, because again, we asked for it.
And the rest of the 537 boys.
We can't put anything out there about a t-shirt or anything like that. It's not ours to give away. Let me tell you this, though. When we yelled Super Bowl Super Browns on Monday, well, you know, there were drop interceptions. Okay, that happens. And the Browns won the game 29-24.
We dropped some interceptions.
But there are a lot of people who don't want us to get our hopes up or even get our listeners' hopes up because, well, Kyle Hamilton didn't drop that. If he wouldn't have dropped that, that game is over. Yeah, I know, but he did. He did drop it, and then they won the game. Well, Rashad Bateman, when does he ever drop a pass like that? All right, well, he did, and we won the game. So I can't, and some people say divine intervention, okay, that'd be great. I can only go by what I saw, and what I saw was a win. But there are a lot of people who do not want us to get anybody's hopes up and believe that this is a foolish practice because, hey, you're 2-6, but you, quote-unquote, should have lost that game, which I never think of it that way. I think a lot of ways in the NFL, you get your win, you get your win. This isn't college football, and we'll talk about that at 8:45 with another team, but this isn't college football where there's a lot of times where it's like, yeah, Kennesaw State, who's winless, getting ready to take on Liberty, A lot of things got to go the Owls' way for them to pull off that upset, because it's college kids. You just never know how these 18 to 22-year-olds are going to act. Well, in the NFL, it's really meant to not be that way. And any given Sunday is a realistic thing. So I have to look at this in every bit and say, can Jameis Winston take this team to a win against L.A.? Can Jameis Winston then lead this team after a bye week down in New Orleans? Because there's very little room for error on any of this. And I think a lot of people look at the Kansas City game at home on December 15th and go, so you're already looking at 7 losses.
Well, yeah. You know what
that
I'd love to
makes
know?
Makes it more difficult.
I would love to know. We didn't get a chance to talk to the guys that we just had on from all the different teams. I think maybe we'll do it next week if we get another win when we go around the AFC North. Is how much different is the preparation now for these defensive coordinators against Jameis than it was Deshaun? Because with Deshaun, the tape was clear. We had guys on YouTube all over just breaking down film. Didn't even do this for a living. And they're like, oh, yeah, his eyes. Watson's eyes aren't down the field. So what are you going to do with your secondary when you're equipped with that information? Well, with Jameis, my God, you would think conservative moment in the game. Remember, the Browns in the fourth quarter, they just want to use up clock, get in position to kick a chip shot field goal and win the game. And what happened? Like, you still got a receiver behind the secondary, and Jameis had no problem chucking the ball down the field.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show already what defensive coordinators have to think about now. And then you add Nick Chubb. Then you add the fact that nobody's getting pressure last game. Makes the job so much tougher for defensive coordinators to go up against the Browns than it was 2 weeks ago.
Speaking of Deshaun, and
I'm not trying to kick a guy when he's down. I'm not trying to now make it seem like, you know, it was impossible, but it did look at times impossible with Deshaun.
I am going to be accused of this because here we go. You heard the interview with Aditi. If you didn't, go back to 720 and listen to it, 923thefan.com. It's hard for me to believe that Kevin Stefanski was making the decision to play Deshaun Watson. And I think a lot of fans obviously thought that, but this might be confirmation enough.
The experience 2 weeks ago was unbelievably frustrating. I've never seen a sideline operation. Like, I'll be honest, I've never seen Kevin Stefanski frustrated. You know, the thing about Kevin Stefanski is that he is so level. And over the course of the last few years, I've even joked with him, like, do you even get upset at your kid? Does anybody at home ever make you mad? And that Bengals game, the number of times I saw him sort of, I don't want to say hang his head, but shake his head or throw his hands in the air or the signs of, can you believe this? I'd never seen that before. So I'm really eager to see if that feels very different.
Can you believe this? Quote unquote from Aditi. Not that Kevin looked at her and said that directly. We've known him to be a pretty cool guy on the sideline.
Always.
That seem like a guy who made the decision to consciously, unless his ego's that big, he can't believe that the guy he's deciding to start is playing this poorly.
So
Anthony.
Ken, it's going to sound like we are going out of our way to make excuses for a guy that we think is a good coach.
I know.
But I am going to go out of my way to make the excuse. I think there's no chance.
I've never seen him act like that on the sidelines.
Zero chance.
Ripping off his headphones, yelling. He doesn't act like that.
If it were solely up to Stefanski, I think Watson would have been replaced 3 weeks ago. But I don't think it was. Now, that doesn't bode well. By the way, that's not a great conversation to have either, which is why does Stefanski not have the power to do that?
Since
he's a coach of his team, he should be have that. He should absolutely.
Two-time coach of the year, most.
Yes, he should absolutely have that power. The fact that he does it, I told you, makes him look weak. But you know what? If they go on a run with Jameis Winston, it will only serve to bolster, again, what Kevin Stefanski is and what he can do.
It concerns you, and I think it should be concerning, but it's only a speculative conversation at best, because I don't think we know dead on. Like, I'm wondering, okay, then why did he give up Ken Dorsey to play calling? Why did he give up play calling to Ken Dorsey? Was it a thought of, well, you're going to continue to call Deshaun Watson, you're going to continue to start Deshaun Watson, but you can call the plays for him since you want to have the power. All right, since we lost Deshaun Watson, now you have to hand over the offense to Ken Dorsey. I don't know how that went, and I can't speculate how that went. But I can't imagine a guy who, with Baker Mayfield, who was not playing well in that second year, with Joe Flacco, with Deshaun Watson in the first iteration, and then in the second iteration, never acted like that. Now this year, when you got everybody and their brother calling us up saying this guy needs to be sat, they need to play Jameis Winston or Dorian Thompson Robinson and go in a different direction, and he acts like that on the sidelines. It's becoming harder and harder for me to believe it was his decision and his decision alone. Unless his ego is really that massive and we are fooled. Coming up a little bit later on, Mitch Please. Up next, more pressure on this Saturday than the Michigan game? Absolutely. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. Friends, Ken Carmen here for the wonderful people at Regenerative Health Centers of Ohio. Your ache in your back, your ache in your elbows, in your knees, in your shoulders, it can be taken care of with no surgery, non-invasive therapy. Local Dr. James Cartinian, he's done it, friends. He has seen it, and you can see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.